This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The jury is deliberating in the trial for the man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in 2021. CPR's Molly Cruz was at the courthouse for closing arguments.
During their closing arguments, prosecutors told a portrait of a man with a blossoming obsession with mass shooters and a built arsenal of weapons in his family's home, with hopes of killing as many people as possible in one setting. They stressed that up until the day of the attack, he knew right from wrong and was not insane. On the other side, defense attorneys painted a long struggle with mental illness, saying that he was hearing voices telling him to kill people. Alyssa faces a total of 55 felony charges. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says Aurora is no more dangerous than other major cities across America. Polis spoke to Face the Nation Sunday on CBS.
Look, it's like any city, Chicago, L.A., mid-sized cities, Denver. Of course, there's been an issue with gangs for decades in Aurora, and I feel that we finally turned the corner.
Last month, Aurora police identified 10 men with possible connections to a Venezuelan gang in the city. Officials say despite comments in the media, the city has not been overtaken by foreign gangs. Denver International Airport is looking for artists to decorate the West Terminal. It's part of the development of a new Center of Equity and Excellence in Aviation. There are two large-scale art project budgets up for grabs. The deadline to apply is October 14th. This is CPR News.